American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Well, what a difference a couple of weeks make.
That's Bill Bullard with the organization RCAF USA talking about the recent trade talks with the Trump administration.
Right now, it looks like the trade negotiators for President Trump are about to give up the store. And they appear to be doing an about-face on the promises that the president made to the American people relative to trade. So let's do a recap. Back when President Trump was campaigning, he said he would get the United States of America out of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. He said that he would renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, calling that agreement a terrible free trade agreement. And he was going to stop China from cheating. So these were some strong positions that the president was going to take, and this was really going to be a new paradigm because he was going to turn the United States around after pursuing this failed trade policies for 25 years. But I think everyone underestimated how deep the swamp was in Washington, D.C. So let's go to the North American Free Trade Agreement, because the promises were we were going to address the patently unfair investor-state dispute settlement system. We were going to include a sunset in the agreement so it didn't last for perpetuity. We were going to address currency valuations. We were going to reform the rules of origin so that they accurately reflected the country where a product was actually produced. They were going to reinstate country of origin labeling so U.S. consumers would know where their meat came from. And we were going to address cross-border trucking. Well, Canada and Mexico has pushed back, and the transnational corporations have pushed upon the president so hard that he appears now to be willing to settle for far, far less than what he has originally promised.
That's Bill Bullard with the group RCAF USA.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Head to AmericanCattleNews.com for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.